Carl, who works on the show with me, he was saying he couldn't believe how old you were. To have done as much as you've done, and I know you've just, like, over the last few years, you've been getting the big, big films. Like, that's sick. Like, that's a huge achievement. Like,
yeah, I'm really blessed to be able to work with, you know, Tim Burton and Martin Scorsese and be able to do those movies and be able to act opposite, you know, like Johnny Depp and Serban Kingsley and, like, huge.
Johnny Depp is the only man that I say can get away with wearing eyeliner.
Oh,
I know
my
he's a lot older than you, like, probably, like, granddad for you, but the rest of us, we all kind of fancy Johnny Depp. What was Mr. Depp like to work with? Was he nice to you?
He's a really, 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 really sweet guy, and he's such a gentleman, and he's just normal, and he's honestly so chill.
So who else is in this one though?
There's Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter, Michelle Pfeiffer, Sir Christopher Lee is in it for a second, Ava Green.
Wow.
Bella Heathcote, Johnny Lee Miller.
And this film is called
A Dark Shadow.
And it's out next year.
Next May?
Yeah, your character, is it, like, quite dark and edgy for you, or are you just being a cute little girl? Like, what's the situation?
I have a dark secret.
A dark secret? What's your dark secret?
A dark, shadowy secret.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
What? So have you had a pinch yourself moment? Like, when's the last time you did that to yourself where you thought, oh my God?
Like, last Monday when I was on set with everyone. Because Michelle Pfeiffer just wrapped out, and it was just like, it's just so cool to see someone be so normal and so chill and, like, hug you goodbye and be, like, so genuine about it. It's just, I don't know. I'm just so blessed to be, like, a part of everything that I'm doing right now.
I've noticed everyone in that film tends to have high cheekbones. Was that the sort of requirement? Like, you've got high cheekbones. Obviously, Johnny Depp has. Helena Bonham Carter has. Michelle Pfeiffer has. Everyone's got high cheekbones. Did you notice that?
I didn't notice that, but I guess so. You have high cheekbones.
No, I don't. No, like, you guys have got those sunken cheekbones that are a bit... You know what I mean?
She's doing that weird face where you're, like, sucking your cheek. Like, the posh face.
And I'm going to the premiere with you, and your special friend is going to the premiere with somebody else. But you're introduced us that day.
We are.
I'm going to give, like, him some questions as well, make sure he's all right and he's good enough for
you. Wear a nice little suit.
Me? I'm not wearing a suit. Oh, is he going to wear a suit? But from the pictures I've seen of him, I don't think he's a suit type.
No, it'll be, like, a cute suit.
Yeah, but he doesn't look
like
the kind of guy.
Like, a nice top.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to wear a suit. He doesn't look like the kind of boy that would wear a suit.
No, he's wearing trackies in that picture because he was just walking outside.
And he's got something in his mouth, like, I don't know, he looks like one of those... There's a guy called Tom Hardy, he's an actor, right?
Oh, Tom Hardy. Why are you comparing him to Tom Hardy?
Imagine, like, a child version of Tom Hardy.
But cuter.
What? Don't you think he looks a bit like Tom Hardy, but a child version?
But cuter.
But cuter. You're so loved up. I love it!
I'm not. Who's your...
So, like, the new, like, boy in your life, like, that stuff's not going to get you into trouble, is it?
Yeah.
Do you think we should post his picture on my Twitter?
If you do, I swear to God, I'm going to go and hack your Twitter.